For many years, Seattle's U District has been a hub for young people who are homeless. This neighborhood saw a 500% increase this year, the overall number of people counted as homeless on a single night. It's hard to say what's caused that increase or who exactly is moving in, but at least some of them are young people. KUOW's Kate Walters takes us through a day in the life of some of the young adults who call the streets of the U District home.
Around 8 a.m. every morning, a line of sleepy-looking people trickles out of the Roots Young Adult Shelter in a back alley of the University District.
Hey, you're back, bro. Welcome back.
Hey, bro.
They cluster for a brief time before filtering out onto the streets. This is a neighborhood where they can blend in. As long as they don't have too many bags, they could be just another student.
I didn't get charged when I was in there.
Many mornings, Lacade Carty is among them.
Did you get much sleep last night?
I had some decent sleep. Woke up with a couple of eye boogers, but other than that, I had to wash my face. So
we're using Carty's street name, not his legal name, to protect his privacy. He's 24, with dark curly hair that spills out from under a baseball cap. He's been homeless in Washington State off and on for years. He moved here in his teens after his mum died. He's become part of the largely invisible tribe of more than 1,500 unaccompanied young people under 25 who are homeless in King County on any given night. Carty often sleeps at shelters.
You know, it sucks when you walk around here at night and you still don't have a place to sleep. So, I choose the root shelters because it's an always guaranteed spot where I can get in. So the next day, I'm not too tired to be on my hustle, you know?
That hustle starts the same way most mornings.
Whose pipe is this, yo?
That's mine.
Carty and his friends find a spot to sit and smoke weed together before starting their day. Carty has a couple of jobs, a sales job he does from his phone and another at a skate shop. He also helps out at the U District Youth Centre. He says he wants to get into an apartment with his girlfriend.
I've been pretty much working, saving up everything I could possibly get because, I mean, the winter's going to be coming. A lot of us know how it is to be in the winter, being homeless and all that. So, I'm working on getting to a place of my own again. But this time, my girlfriend's going to be with me.
His goal is to save up at least 6 months' worth of rent before they move in. Until they find a place, he'll continue to sleep in shelters at night and hang out around the U District during the day. In this neighbourhood, there are a number of places young people can go to get help. Data shows about 90% of homeless young people in King County rely on some sort of service, especially things like free meals, transitional housing, and drop-in centres. These services give people a place to land while they deal with trauma, get help with employment and education, and learn life skills. They're also a place to be during the sometimes lengthy wait for permanent housing. Mariah recently got into transitional housing on the east side, but she's back in the U District almost every day. It's mid-afternoon, and she perches on a concrete wall across from the local youth drop-in centre. She wears a bright pink turtleneck and electric blue sunglasses. She says she can't bring herself to completely leave her street crowd behind.
I mean, I feel like a queen, honey. When I come down to the U District, I'm like, your queen's here, honey. But that's because the people down here, they make you feel loved. They, care about you and they, look after you. It's kind of like a family. I guess that's why I come back down, because even though I have a place, I still come down here and hang.
Mariah isn't her legal name. Her legal one is a male name. Like about a third of young adults who are homeless in King County, Mariah is a member of the LGBTQ community. It's a group, like youth of colour, who are overrepresented in the young homeless population. Mariah's 21. She's been homeless since she left her mother's house at 18 after a fight. Domestic strife is just one of many ways young people end up on the street. County data shows a third have been through foster care, some aging out. About half have been incarcerated at some point. Struggles with addiction can follow their entrance to street life. Mariah struggles with addiction, but she says she wants to get clean. Being in temporary housing gives her some stability, and it means she no longer has to stress about where she'll sleep each night.
You don't have to be in constant survival mode, because out here, honey, you gotta be in your survival mode.
Mariah walks across the street to get her phone. It's charging at the drop-in centre. For now, she's winning the constant battle street youth fight against draining batteries. The groups that street youth form ebb and flow throughout the day. They part ways to do what they need to do, but they flock back together at certain times. For many, the evening meal is one of those times. The Teen Feed program feeds dozens of young people every night of the year in church basements in the U District. They line up to get in. There are many pleases and thank yous as their meal is dished up by volunteers. Friends call out to one another, padding saved seats. They bust their own tables and then they head out into the night. The night looks different for different people. For Malie Borweg, it means staying up late, waiting for the streets to empty. Borweg is 20 with shoulder-length blonde hair tinged with pink. She wears a Pokemon t-shirt. She's been homeless for a few months. She spends many of her days with a small sign.
If I need food, I'll just write, need food, need water, ask people for water. Or I'll just, you know, do the regular spare change. Anything helps. I'm drug-free, seeking employment. Thank you. Smiley face.
Borweg's been applying for jobs, but she feels like people discriminate against her because she's homeless. She's hopeful she might get work at a pizza place or a shipyard. In the meantime, she relies on the kindness of strangers.
I just wake up and I fly a sign to try and get up some money for some food or some water. And that sometimes that goes easily, other times it's pretty harsh and cruel. Like yesterday, all I made was $1 all day.
After it's dark, she heads to the steps of a church in the U District. Borweg says she has social anxiety. She doesn't want to sleep in a shelter full of strangers. She's in the majority. Only about a quarter of unaccompanied homeless people under 25 are sheltered in King County on any given night. Borweg may not have a roof, but she still sets up a bed.
I use an exercise mat, 3 emergency blankets, a pillow, and my own bag as kind of my headrest so I can also keep my stuff safe while I'm sleeping.
Borweg says she needs her sleep because being homeless is exhausting. Sometimes she says she feels hopeless, but out here, she says you just have to get on with things.
You have to. Otherwise, if you're stuck in yesterday, you can't live today and you can't even look forward to tomorrow.
She'll stay up until a little after midnight when the foot traffic has died down. Then she'll cover her head with one of her blankets and go to sleep. In the morning, she'll do it all over again. They all will, until they find a way out. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.